WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. We've got rain, plenty of it, heavy downpours. I just had to walk from the former Plaque Shack into the house. You know, it's the only drawback to the former Plaque Shack. There's no men's room. I mean, there's no ladies' room either. There's just no. I mean, a little bit of rain. But it's definitely coming down. It's only going to be here for a couple of hours, so enjoy it while it's here. Probably by 7 o'clock tonight, it's going to be all gone. A couple of moments from now, I got a chance for you to win some tickets. You'll join me at Casey and the Sunshine Band. Heidi and I, as soon as Matt Krieger announced Casey and the Sunshine Band, we both looked at each other and said, oh, we got to go to that. You know, we did that nice trip to France. They had a disco night. So we've got some disco attire. I think we're going to wear it. I think it'll be fun. So that's going to be on August the 31st. I tell you that because in a couple of minutes, I got a chance for you to win these tickets. 420-ish. We'll give you a chance to win those two tickets. Again, it's August the 31st at the Serve Pro Pavilion, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, Meadow Event Park up here in Doswell. You'll enjoy it. I'm telling you, you really will. Carl Carlson's going to be along in a couple of moments. We'll talk about economics. Talk about the markets such as they are and where you might be on your path to financial freedom. I'm further along my path than I had probably expected. Had a great meeting. I thought it was a great meeting with Carl last week. And who knows? Maybe I get to take a couple of steps even further down that road to financial freedom and, you know, won't have to work. I like the idea of that. I like that very much. So tonight will be the end of the long farewell, I suppose, for Joe Biden. He's done amazing work for the Democrat Party, subverting the Constitution and just insulting every single one of us who's a proud American. He's a terrible person.
Absolutely. Come on, man.
Well, you are. You're a terrible, miserable human being. And I, for one, will not be the least bit upset to see you go. Oh, and while you're headed out the door, can you take your moron felonious son with you, Fredo? I appreciate that. But tonight's the night the Democrats will make it official that they have kicked Joe Biden to the curb. You'll notice who's not going to be there tonight. Barack Obama's not going to be there. Nancy Pelosi's not going to be there because they're still cleaning their knives. Oh, come on. They shivved this guy like nobody's business. We watched an actual coup take place in the United States. I never thought we would see that. We could very well be at the end of the great experiment known as America. Well, you've enriched every one of your family members, and you're just fine. I know it's just the rest of us that have to deal with this crap. There's a good example of our legacy news media hacks going along because they themselves are far left wingers, because they themselves are socialists. It is painful, painful. But let me give you an example. This comes from CBS Pseudo News, cut number one.
I'm Margaret Brennan in Washington, and this week on Face the Nation, Democrats head to their convention in Chicago as inflation cools and the political back and forth over economic policies intensifies. With the presidential contest lineup set to be formally locked in this week, both sides turn their attention to issue number one on the minds of the voters, the economy and inflation.
I will go after the bad actors. And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food.
A lot of people are very devastated by what's happened with inflation and all of the other things. They say it's the most important subject. I'm not sure it is, but they say it's the most important sort. Inflation is the most important, but that's part of economy.
The former president's prescription is twofold.
Vote Trump and your incomes will soar.
And a new line of false attack on Vice President Harris.
Kamala went full communist. You heard that? She went full communist. She wants to destroy our country. After causing catastrophic inflation.
We'll tell you why that's wrong and how the voters see the candidates' handling of the economy in our new CBS News poll.
Isn't it interesting that, what's her name right there, who's supposed to be a journalist? They're going to correct your misconceptions. They're going to tell you what's true. They're liars. They are unbelievable liars. They're incredibly talented liars, but they are liars. Kamala Harris has, in fact, endorsed nothing short of out-and-out socialism. Tim Walz, her running mate, Stolen Valor guy, he is a very proud socialist. Kamala Harris likes to dance around the issue. I mean, she is a hardcore Marxist. There's no question about that. Her father was an economics professor who was a Marxist. Taught at Stanford University. There's a shock. She wants government control of everything. There are some people who believe that the government can do things better. There are. And some of them are evil, and some of them are misinformed, and some of them are really, really nice people. But they just don't get it. There are other people who hate everything about the government. The government can't get anything right. Well, some of those people are evil, and some of them are misinformed, and some of them are really nice, but they just don't get it. There is a very happy medium that has existed here in the United States ever since our little American experiment got underway. We have collectively said, well, some things you can't really do on your own. Interstate highways? Yeah, can't do that. Raising an army to defend the nation? Can't do that. Buying groceries? Yeah, I got that. Paying bills, looking after my family? Yeah, I'm good for that. Kamala Harris says you should have less choices. That's what price controls do. When you have a centralized governmental authority setting prices for things, people who manufacture those things or grow those things say, hey, wait a minute. We're not making any money on those things. Guess what? We're not making or manufacturing them anymore. Do you know what happens when there is less supply of an item? Prices go up. It is as basic as you get, Econ 101, supply and demand. So prices would go up. But wait a minute, we have the government stepping in saying, no, you can't raise the prices. Okay. Well, you know what happens then? Those people don't make it or grow it anymore. They do something else. So the price is still set at whatever it was, but you can't find that item anymore. It doesn't exist. Price controls have failed every single time in every single place they have ever been tried. Marxism, socialism has failed every single time it has been tried anywhere. It does not work. You sit back and you read stuff. Doesn't that sound nice? Everybody has this and everybody has that and you have, we all have this. There's no such thing as free. Yeah, free will, I suppose. But actual tangible products, they're not free. Somebody has to grow them. Somebody has to make them. Think about things at a slightly higher level. People have to invent certain things. And when you take the profit motive away, guess what? People don't invent those things anymore. No reason to. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want the government to control every sector of your life. When it comes to the economy. They also want the government to impose its views. And in this case, the government is sort of a Leviathan creature with a lot of extending tentacles to tell your children whether they should be boys or girls or both. They want to remove parents from that equation. It's awful. It is awful anyway you slice it. All right. Carl Carlson is going to be along at 4:33. Always look forward to chatting with him. Please make sure you follow me over on social media. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. Couple of moments from now, I've got tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. We're going to do it at 4:20-ish. Make sure you are here for that. Oh, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., John Reed's going to be here. And I'm hoping you'll join me in listening to John first thing tomorrow morning. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:20-ish. It is time for you to win some tickets. I've got a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Series. You know, it happens at the Serbro Pavilion, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. And I always like to make it easy. I really, really do. I just want you to be caller number 11 right now, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 11. You get yourself the pair of tickets, and you'll be joining us because Heidi and I said we absolutely positively have got to head on out and see Casey and the Sunshine Band. It's going to be a great time. It is August the 31st, so you'll want to make sure that if you don't win the tickets today, you get online, buy yourself some tickets. I think we've got more tickets this week. I can't guarantee that you're going to win, so I would really, really urge you to head on over and buy your tickets if you want to join us. It's going to be great fun. If you take a look online, all of the reviews are just like five stars and up. They just, everybody says it's just a great, great time. I think I got just enough time here, don't I? There's a guy from National Review who is appearing on CNN, and let's just say it gets interesting for one of the New York Times hacks. Cut number two.
Is Harris doing enough to become her own candidate?
Well, she's, you know, neck and neck in the polls. She's had a really great launch. If she's ever got down to sitting down and having an interview or doing a press conference, when she unveils things like her economic agenda, she did Friday, you know, at some point, you might think, hey, these are great ideas. Why are you not doing them now as vice president? You're in an administration. Is there anything here that you want to do that Joe Biden doesn't want to do? I have a very hard time believing Biden would say, oh, yeah, we're not doing that. That's a terrible idea.
So would you like to see her be more open and saying, here's something I'd like to do?
I would love to see her sit down and do interviews, and I'd love to see her do press conferences. But apparently you don't need to do that anymore. Apparently you can cruise to the top of the...
I just love, though, that right now the right is all of a sudden embracing the free press. I'm very excited about this as a journalist. I think it's wonderful that everyone, including Donald Trump, is really pushing Kamala Harris to do this. I agree. I think she should do a press conference. I think she should sit down for an interview. But, you know, it's a little disingenuous for,
no,
for someone
not.
The right to
Wait,
do this.
When has it ever been? You know, Donald Trump will do interviews with anybody. He went to the National Association
That's
of Black
true.
Journalists and she didn't. Right?
That's not true.
Does he do a lot of interviews with the Amen Corner at Fox News? Yes, no doubt about that. But he will sit down. He'll kibitz with reporters. He does a lot more access than either Joe Biden has done for the last 4 years or Kamala Harris, and she's become the nominee.
All right. The only correction I have is the word is kibitz, not kibitz. That's what happens. People see words in print, and they, you know, it's kibitz. That you can take to the bank. It is kibitz, not kibitz. But he's absolutely right. Donald Trump will show up anywhere at any time and talk to anybody. And you are not hearing about his appearances around the country. I have been following very, very closely. And as I said, and I've said for, through this entire campaign, we need probably less of Donald Trump having something nasty to say about Kamala Harris, although it is difficult to keep yourself from doing that, I understand. And more about how great your policies worked while you were president. That's what we need. We need more of that. And I am happy to report that you are seeing former President Trump, as well as J.D. Vance now, traveling to battleground states, and fingers crossed that they're able to pull this over the finish line. It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. WRVA, it is Monday. It is, well, it's raining. You know what it is. We've got a lot of rain, heavy rain. It's going to be with us one way or another. You're going to see something like this probably right up until around midnight. Some of it's going to be really heavy locally, some gusty winds. Overnight lows, by the way, like 60 degrees. So, I mean, if the rain stops by the time you're heading to bed, the windows open, it's not bad sleeping weather. And I would enjoy it while you can because we're not going to see any sort of rain according to this official forecast for quite some time. I had the opportunity last week to sit down with Carl Carlson, and we do this on a regular basis. Carl is my financial planner and advisor and confidant and, I don't know, think of other good words. And what we do is explain to me where we are, why we're there, how it's going to help, and hopefully... move up the date where I am, quote, financially free. And a lot of people, you say, oh, well, retirement. But when you take a look at this stuff, you start the process as early as possible, let me tell you something. You don't have to wait for the official retirement date. Carl, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Hey, great to be here, Jeff. Great to be here. Good to see you the other day.
Yeah, it was good to see you. We had a good time talking about a lot of stuff, and I know there are a lot of issues we are certainly going to be talking about. I want to talk about this cost of a living adjustment that's coming for Social Security folks and all of that good stuff, but you did something last week, and I really do want people to be aware of this. You were pointing out that most of us, when we work for a company and there's some sort of a pension fund, they put a year with it, right? The ABC 2024 fund. That's for people who are going to, quote, retire in 2024. But you and folks who actually do this on a regular basis, you are routinely, I guess the word is, outperforming things like those, right?
Yeah. So it's often you're going to find them in 401ks where they call them target dated retirement funds. Mm-hmm. And I just think they're not good at all. Mm-hmm. And really keep people's returns long term when you're in those kind of funds. You might be averaging 4 to 5%,
right,
potentially even a little less, which is just bad news. You really want to be, you know, I always like to think that the direction to go is to, if somebody had half of their money in something safe like CDs, mm-hmm, or fixed annuities or money markets, half their money in that, and then half their money in growth stocks, that the combination of those two things should end up giving you a return after fees. Mm-hmm. The net return should be in that range of 10 to 12% a year. And that's approximating the return of the S&P 500 over time.
Okay.
So if you can get that return with half of your money absolutely safe,
mm-hmm,
that's kind of a nice sweet spot.
Yeah.
And I almost never see it when new people come in. They're bringing me their information, and it's not even coming close to that kind of a return. Like I said, it may be 5% or below. Now, they'll have a few up years where,
right,
it looked good, but they, mm-hmm, don't know what it could have been.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was,
okay,
good, but it could have been great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, to me, that's disturbing. But again, as you were explaining this and giving me some pretty clear-cut examples of where we are, what we are doing, and I was very excited to learn that I own Tesla. Which is great, because it,
yes,
as the owner of Tesla, the first thing I'm going to do is actually get rid of the electric stuff and put a gas engine in there. But the other things I would like to do for Tesla, well, I own, what, like 3 shares of Tesla, but I'm still an owner.
That's right.
Yeah.
You own more than 3, but,
oh, okay,
yeah. You want to go sit in on the board meeting?
I was just going to say, am I allowed to go to the stockholders meetings?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That could be a lot of fun.
It could be, or I could be asked to leave. I don't know. I'm going to have to check my notes on on that one, Carl. Let's talk a little bit about some Social Security stuff, because we're at that time of the year. People, I think, have kind of forgotten we are really, really pressing on 2025, and end of year stuff probably needs to be handled now, because if you get closer to the end of the year, there's just no time left in it. But COLA starts coming out for Social Security. Explain exactly what that is.
Yeah, you can get COLA with your Social Security, or Dr. Pepper, 7-Up,
yes,
Sprite, any of those.
Mm.
But love how you talk the lingo, Jeff,
or
other people could say cost of living adjustment, increase for inflation,
well,
things
you know,
like that.
Carl, I am I'm an owner of Tesla. I don't have to tread.
Well, that's
that
right.
That's right. Please.
You're at a much higher level now.
That's right. So what is the cost of living adjustment that we're looking at?
So it's being estimated. It's not nailed down yet. The one that's given the estimation is the Senior Citizens League, and they're saying could be around 2.63%. Now, last year it was 3%.
Right.
And the year before that, 8.7%. So it's come down a lot. I think that cost of living adjustment for inflation is pretty highly manipulated by the government,
okay.
You know, because most people are still feeling more than a 2.63% increase in their cost of living.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is still way higher than that.
So,
and has come down.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask about. So this, in theory, keeps people who are getting Social Security or the Social Security disability payments, it keeps them status quo, right? This is homeostasis. Hey, prices went up 2.such-and-such%. We raised your allowance up 2.such-and-such%, so you're at the same point. But the reality is it doesn't look at what's going on in the supermarket, really.
Yeah, gasoline,
yep.
Electricity.
Yeah.
They can mess with the numbers. And so where many of us might be feeling 10% inflation, what are they going to get? And when a lot of these people on that Social Security for 30% of retirees, that's all they have.
Jeez.
And so that small of an increase puts them behind in their standard of living, you know, so they got to start making decisions on what to cut.
People, you say 30% of folks who are, quote, retired are living only on Social Security. As I've looked at it, I thought Social Security was really, it's like a stopgap measure, right? It's just there to give you backup. You got to be planning on your own. You've got to be investing on your own.
Yeah, definitely. I think maybe over the years, it's kind of for all those folks that are just relying on that of, they viewed it more that way, you know, mm-hmm. well, that's their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to be viewing it more like, hey, that's gravy if we get it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because we've been putting a ton of money into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily, it's not really gravy. Just getting some of our money back.
That's right. That's right.
But we have to look at it that way. Like, let's invest. Let's build our plans. So we're not totally reliant on that.
Yeah. And of course, then we have this whole thing where we have politicians in D.C. They always talk about the lockbox. But, man, that lockbox is just jammed with Post-it notes that say, we owe you $1 billion.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's not actually real money in that Social Security fund.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's IOUs that the government's borrowed against it. But when they pay it back into that fund, it's going to cover the Social Security needs and claims for what's been promised up until about 2034, which just keeps getting closer and closer.
No kidding.
And then it's only going to be able to cover about somewhere between 70% and 80% of what's been promised. So if you were looking at Social Security of $40,000 in 10 years, that could be $28,000. That's a huge cut.
That is a huge cut. And I look at those politicians really like Wimpy from Popeye. You know, I will gladly pay you for a burger tomorrow, or two burgers tomorrow for a free burger today. And here's an IOU. Carl, do you want to announce that today is my last show at WRBA? We went over the financial freedom retirement numbers. This is it, right? I'm done.
That's right.
Exactly. Perfect. All right. Well, I just wanted to share that with everybody, and there you go. All right. Now, Carl, people do need to get in touch with you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Now, we have a good time. We joke about a lot of things. I love getting together with you last week. There's way too much candy that's offered in that office, but that's another story. It's delicious. But I want people to reach out to you, man, because I can see it. You can see it. The Social Security you may be counting on, it just realistically is in all likelihood not going to be there in the way that you think. You got to get yourself on track ASAP. So what's the best way for people to reach out to you, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, and the sooner the better, because, you know, like right now, markets back up towards all-time highs. Might be a great time to sell something and move it to something safe if you're getting close to retiring. So reach out to us at 844-CARLSON over the phone or at carlsonfinancial.com.
We'll be happy to help. Yeah, that'll be are we selling anything today? You didn't sell my Tesla stock, did you?
No, I didn't sell your Tesla today. No, we already have you in the right position.
Of course you do. Doggone right. You got my position is handle my wallet and going, yeah, let's keep going. All right. Well, Carl, I appreciate it, my friend. That is Carl Carlson.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Carlson Financial, 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON. Now, you may be thinking that I'm joking, but I met with Carl last week, and I am just so thrilled with what he has been able to do for us, protecting assets, growing assets, making sure we are looking out for Julia long-term. And I'll share this with you, also looking out for the boys. It's very different. You know, I'm not just going to hand them money, but I do want to get them positioned in a way that by the time they're 40, they won't have to work. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Lots of rain, lots of wind. Couple of schools in Henrico have lost power, so first day of school for a lot of the kids. And a couple of schools in Henrico, one I think that was an elementary school, it was Maybury, I think that's what I saw, had problems opening it. Just getting a report here from 8 News that two of them have lost power. We've been fortunate so far. Now, we did lose power on, Friday night. I was actually thinking about different plans and then sat. Oh, the computer just died. Excellent. Excellent. Well, Jerm, you are right there in the center of the Museum of Broadcasting Equipment. We have things that not only are not manufactured anymore, we have things that the repair people look at and say, I've never even seen one of those. Or, it's great. We ought to have like a guided tour of that, Jerm, and just make some extra money. Anyway, we did lose power up here in Hanover on Saturday night. I wasn't able to get to the Diamond. And I had wanted to get there for the father figure, you know, the big event. And then what happened is the power went out and somebody, meaning me, had not ordered the propane tanks for our whole home generator to be refilled. I just thought, well, we only use it like 15 minutes a week, right? Saturdays it fires up to test. And I thought, well, how much propane can that use? Well, apparently it can use a bunch if you haven't ordered propane in about a year. So the lights went out and So my poor Julia, I thought was just going to have a miserable night. Heidi actually been able to go out, and I was sure that Joe and Emily would watch Julia, and I'd head down to the Diamond for the father figure. It just didn't work out that way. So Joe and Emily actually went out to dinner, which was nice, I'm sure, and I was home with Julia. And here's something that was so funny. I just fired up her songs on my phone, but it was pitch black, you know, and you can't really explain to Julia that lights are out or this is happening. And I turned on the flashlight on my phone and put it so that it sort of illuminated a little bit of the room. And I was there and Julia was there and we started playing the music. I mean, Dan Zanes and Lori Berkner, and that kid just rocked out like it was a rave, you know, with the light. And I just, oh, it turned into a wonderful couple of hours. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now, the 5 o'clock hour, man, we have just got to closely examine what is going on. I do believe we are at the tipping point. I believe that to my core, and we'll talk about that. Tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed's going to be here. He'll be hitting the road later this week yet again. But tomorrow he'll be here, and I'll be listening starting at 6. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.